Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. This is The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined by each and every one of you and my colleague, Greg Gunderson, for this last segment of the hour. At 5 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Joe Radazovich from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll be doing another review of Donald Trump's first 100 days. Can't wait to get Joe's impression of the incredible, insane news of the day. I've been talking about the fact that House Republicans, especially, but I'm just going to say the MAGAs in Congress writ large, have completely abandoned all of their most fundamental job duties. But don't worry, Rojo's going to have another hearing about 9/11, and Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna is going to convene another committee about the Kennedy assassination. You know, paying attention to the things that are really impacting American pocketbooks and safety. They are very afraid. And they are very afraid, not of Donald J. Trump, but they are very afraid of you. And that's the place that I want you to draw some hope from. No matter where you may be hearing my voice, the MAGAs that are elected officials are afraid of you. And they're afraid that if you pay attention, or if you have been paying attention, that you continue to pay attention, that you will care about your neighbors, that you care about due process, that you care about Medicaid, that you care about having clean air and clean water, that you care about corruption at a scale the likes of which we have never seen before in our nation's history. And every march, all of the marches nationwide on this May Day, International Workers' Day, Law Day in America, they are afraid of you. And every single House Republican in a purple district is terrified. So while the authoritarian, the corrupter in chief, Donald Trump's reign of terror by error, the gross incompetence, the mediocre middle-aged white guys failing up and up and up, all of that is happening, and they're going to continue to lie about it to you because they are terrified of you. Congressman Derek Van Orten, terrified of you. Tony Weed, terrified of you. Tom Tiffany, they are all terrified of you. That's why they no-show their town halls. You ultimately hold the power. You ultimately will get to say whether or not this level of insecurity, of chaos, of corruption, of overt cruelty on a daily basis is acceptable. Let's take one of our favorite callers, Mark from Prairie du Sac. Say hello to Gray. How are you doing today, and what would you like to share?
I think you got Mark.
Oh, yes, Mark, go ahead.
I heard the tune. Yeah, I mean, it just more and more, the corrupt, absolute corruption of this administration, the blatant violations of the Emoluments Clause on a daily basis. And let's remember, it's not just the president who is subject to it. It's every single elected official in this country is subject to the Emoluments Clause. Anybody in the Office of Public Trust, if you're working for the White House, I think you're probably...
Yes, you are.
For the Emoluments Clause. And it just strikes me that the anti-federalists, who they're afraid that the president would become what Donald Trump is becoming. I mean, that's what, you know, Hamilton said, no, it's not really going to be that. We don't intend the president to be a king. But this man is indeed, you know, that Strawn isn't, as a Hamilton was illustrating what the anti-federalists felt in Federalist 67, that, you know, sitting on a, you know, surrounded by minions and mistresses, and with his... And we now have to tremble, I think, at terrific visages of Trump's murdering janissaries that are going to be going out. I mean, that...
It's sort of like, at what fresh hill is this, is the line in my head on a nearly daily basis. Here's some additional breaking news. Stephen Miller today made this comment: children will be taught to love America. to be patriots. Children will be taught civic values for schools that want federal taxpayer funding. So as we close the Department of Education and provide funding to states, we're going to make sure these funds are not being used to promote communist ideology. How about authoritarian ideology? How about groupthink? How about racism? How about homophobia? How about xenophobia? How about warmongering? How about the rewarding of incompetence and corruption? Are those American civic values, Stephen Miller, the walking undead? Gray, I'm going to take a breath. Your thoughts, my friend.
In one day, we have Henry Kissinger and McCarthyism as bars to measure the current situation by. And that's, wow. But Stephen Miller's comment, it inspired, for once, instead of a lot of anger and heat, it inspired some quiet thought. I got a little fumey about that. And I thought, I think I must have heard it somewhere as a quote, but the phrase occurred to me: patriotism will never be what makes any country great. If you start by creating the patriotism, by manufacturing it in any way, let alone indoctrinating children in school, you will not end up with a great product. You will end up with perverted and insecure versions of adults walking around in adult bodies. What makes a country great, or like a great country, is what makes patriotism. It works fundamentally exactly the opposite way. Give people something to be proud of, and there you've got a logical relationship between the country and the people who are proud of it, and the people and the country itself, and the pride. Like, you have suddenly a love triangle that works, as opposed to some weird manipulated version with the values turned up in all the wrong directions. I stutter to even express what I think about what Stephen Miller is getting at there. Like,
it's truly sad. Like a faith in God, true patriotism must be through choice and free thinking. Otherwise, yes, it's nothing but mind control. Talk about cancel culture. My goodness. When we come back, we'll be joined by Joe Radazovich from the Center for American Progress. We'll get his thoughts on news of the day and Trump's first 100 days. My name's Maggie Dawn. For Greg Gunderson and I, keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back with more in just a moment.